WOBM Lakewood Township. WADB Asbury Park.
A Town Square Media Station.
Welcome to Monmouth University Basketball on the Shore Sports Network. WOBM AM 1160 and 1310 and shoresportsnetwork.com. Tonight's game is powered by Coke Zero. Basketball-related chest bumps, high fives, and trash talk. Brought to you by Coke Zero. Enjoy everything. The NJEA, making public schools great for every child. First Atlantic Federal Credit Union. Barnabas Health. Sonic, America's Drive-In, and the Asbury Park Press. This is the Monmouth Hawks Radio Network, a production of the Monmouth University Department of Athletics. Let's head down to the court and join Eddie Acapinti and Matt Harmon for all of tonight's action.
And we wish everyone listening back home on the Shore Sports Network a very happy Saturday evening, as tonight we are glad to bring you another broadcast of Monmouth University men's basketball. Tonight, the Hawks, who are looking to break a six-game losing streak, take to the road again. We are live in Emmitsburg, Maryland, when Monmouth will take on one of their Northeast Conference rivals for the last time as an NEC member at Knott Arena, Mount St. Mary's. Joined tonight by Steve Bazzaz. We are happy to be joined here in the pregame by Monmouth assistant coach Derek Phelps. And Coach Phelps, let's dive right into it. MU comes into this game 5-9, losing that first NEC game, a tough game, against Wagner last time out. What is Monmouth looking forward to tonight on the road against a Mount team that has a first-year head coach in Jamie and Christian and doesn't have a huge body of work up to this point, a lot different than we've seen from past Mount teams? What is MU looking for tonight?
Well, Mount is definitely a different team from last year when we played them. They play a little more fast tempo, a lot of trapping, a lot of pushing the ball up, and taking a lot of three-point shots. So that's going to be a key to our defense, is taking away the three-pointer for sure. Make them put it on the floor and definitely penetrate to the basket. But they coach, they bring that VCU style where he came from, that kind of just brought a new style to the NEC.
Coach, Marcus Ware is out tonight with an ankle injury, which makes you guys even smaller, where, you know, the Hawks are already a team that lacks a little bit of size. So they boast a pretty big front line. They have a 7-footer and a 6'9 guy who start. I guess my question is, how do you try to offset their height and their size advantage? And also, do you worry about foul trouble and maybe having to put guys at the 4 and 5 spot that might not be used to it, guys like O'Garo or Gary Cox playing some big minutes in the front court?
Well, yeah, you're right. We are pretty small. I think we did a good job last year when we was in that situation. We put Andrew Nicholas at the 4 spot. That kind of helped us. I think that kind of helped us more on offense.
Sure.
That will spread them out a little bit more. But defensively, I think it got to be a collective team effort of boxing guys out and getting rebounds. So that's the key. We got to have our guards come in and help and try to get out these big guys out the post. And like I said, once we get the rebound, and the best for us is push the ball up on offense and get fast break easy points.
Well, Coach, you mentioned it, how this Mount team does have a different style now. The VCU style, as you say, is where Jamie and Christian came from. They do a lot of things, I think, that you guys want to do, but they seem to do it differently. Is this one of those games where it's going to be kind of matching it fast break point for fast break point? I mean, obviously, you guys turn teams over very well. That's what they want to do. When two teams that have similar styles like that collide, what do you look for to do better than them to try to win the game?
Take care of the ball. If you take care of the ball against people's traps and get the ball in the right spot where you can just push the ball and get easy layups, that's the key, you know. And you got to have good traps and good rotation when you trap the ball. And they do the same thing we do, so we should be used to traps in practice. So hopefully in the game we can know how to handle it.
Well, Coach, we appreciate a few minutes pregame. Good luck tonight as Monmouth looks to break this losing streak at Mount St. Mary's.
All right, appreciate it, guys.
Thanks, Coach.
Monmouth assistant coach Derek Phelps joining us here pregame courtside at Knott Arena, a place that, as Steve and I were talking before the game off air, we like coming down here to Knott Arena at Mount St. Mary's.
It is a unique place. Tough place to play. They got a lot of nice fan support, a lot of the community support too here, Eddie. It's a very unique place.
We like to thank Coach Phelps for joining us here pregame, as this is the pregame show presented by First Atlantic Federal Credit Union. Visit FAFCU.com to learn why First Atlantic is the better way to bank. Monmouth comes into the game, Steve, 5-9, losing last time out at Wagner 60-56 to begin league play. The Mount also comes in on a bit of a slide. They're 5-7. They lost last time out against Fairleigh Dickinson 72-65. They've lost 4 of 5 games. So now you come to this game tonight, both teams looking to win their first league game. And it's a Mount team that, frankly, we don't know what to expect, because not only is it a style we've never seen, and as you mentioned, Monmouth is without Marcus Ware. Well, Mount St. Mary's is without their starting point guard tonight, Josh Castellanos, who will be out with an ankle injury. So this Mount team likes to run. They like to shoot a lot of threes, but they'll have to do so with a different trigger man tonight.
Yeah, it's going to be an interesting game, Eddie. You know, both these teams want to play a similar style of play. You know, we've seen the Hawks in the last 2 years under Coach Rice really get up and down the floor, really trying to score points in the secondary break, and they really try to turn teams over. Monmouth, an interesting stat, Eddie, is that Monmouth is plus 64 this year in turnovers. Mount St. Mary's is plus 63, so they're turning teams over as well. And like Coach Phelps said, it'll be interesting to see how Monmouth responds to a team who plays their style of play. There's always there's philosophies out there that say you press a pressing team and you trap a trapping team, and sometimes they might not react as well because some teams are afraid to do that to teams that play like that. But both teams play like that now, so it's going to be interesting to see who responds better to the same style, to the same trapping and the same pressure defense on the ball. It should be an interesting game, and hopefully it's either one that's filled with points and not one that's filled with turnovers.
Worth mentioning, as Coach Phelps did in his interview with us pregame, that Mount first-year head coach, former Mountaineer player Jamie and Christian, who is the youngest coach, or one of the youngest coaches in Division I right now at 30 years old. Actually, the youngest coach Mama just saw the other night, in Bashir Mason from Wagner, plays the mayhem style, is what they call it, that Shaka Smart plays at VCU. He spent last year with Coach Smart. It's a pressing defense that is heavily reliant on the three-point shot. All you have to do is look at the stats to kind of support those numbers. Mount St. Mary's takes almost half of their shots from three-point range. They're one of the most three-point reliant teams in the nation. They are third in the country in percentage of points from beyond the arc. They are a team that has three guys that can stroke it, but they don't have much of an inside game while having a seven-footer. And as we heard, they want to get up and down the court and go. You said it. This could either be kind of a breakout game for MU where they force turnovers and score, because Mount does give up a lot of points. They give up 71 a game, and they allow the opposition to shoot 58%. But when they are going well, that's a high number. When they're going well, they turn teams over too. And we've seen MU, Steve, have trouble protecting the ball, especially on this six-game losing streak.
Yeah, and, you know, Monmouth goes as their defense goes, because when Monmouth was turning teams over earlier in the year and they were getting 20-plus turnovers a night, they were winning those games, and those turnovers lead to easier baskets. When Monmouth doesn't turn teams over as often, they have to go into the half-court set, which Monmouth has not been good in this year. They really struggle to score. I think their size disadvantage has a lot to do with that. And you know what? Let's be honest. Deion Nesmith and Jesse Steele have not gotten off to good starts this season, and the offense is going to go as those guys go. You know, Deion Nesmith last year was one of the leading three-point shooters in the NEC last year. This year, Deion Nesmith is shooting 18% from three-point range, and Jesse Steele is shooting 30%. Those aren't good numbers, and Monmouth is going to go this year as those guys go. And if they get their shot back and start finding the rhythm, I think Monmouth will be okay in the half-court set. But if they keep struggling to score, Monmouth is going to be even more reliant on creating turnovers to get easy baskets the other way.
Three players for Mount St. Mary's that we mentioned that really shoot it and shoot it well from deep are Sam Prescott, Julian Norfleet, and a transfer from George Mason, Rashad Wack. All of those guys, Steve, have 21 or more three-pointers. They all take at least, to be honest, it's closer to two-thirds, more than half. Two-thirds of all three of their shots come from three-point range. They've bought in to what Coach Christian is saying, and as a shooter back in my day, I would have loved to play for this guy as well, put it up from three. But all three of them can shoot the ball. And something we said on the drive down today, if Mount St. Mary's goes out and has one of those 14-for-30 games from three, it'll be tough for MU to win. Mm-hmm. But if they go out and struggle, like they did in their loss to Fairleigh Dickinson on Thursday, where they lost 72-65, they were 4-of-28 from three. So that's, I guess, the risk you run when you play this style of basketball. They shot that poorly. They only turned it over four times and still lost to an FDU team that lost today. So this team, is it as easy, Steve, as to say, if they hit their threes, and they turn you over, they could be an unbeatable kind of team.
Well, you said it. If they go out here and make 10 to 14 threes and turn Monmouth over, it's going to be a very, very difficult game to win. You add the fact that if they're hitting a lot of shots, that means Monmouth is not able to get out on the break off misses, where Monmouth is best when they score. They're scoring in the fast break, secondary break opportunity. One alarming stat, though, for Mount St. Mary's, Eddie, that 58% to opponents is unreal. It's surprising that they've won even a couple games, you know. When you give up 58% shooting to opponents, that's incredible. And that's what it's going to come down to. Monmouth is going to have to guard the three-point shot well, and they're going to have to take care of the ball. Monmouth does boast the second-best three-point field goal percentage defense in the NEC. Maybe that's something that's going to help them. We see Monmouth in practice. I get to see a lot of the Monmouth practices, Eddie, and they are always doing shell drill. They're always helping recovering out the shooters and closing out. I mean, that's something that they take a lot of pride in that defense. So we'll see if they can get out the shooters tonight.
Just about 4.5 minutes away from tip-off between Monmouth and Mount St. Mary's. This is the First Atlantic Federal Credit Union pregame show on the Shore Sports Network.
You know, another thing, too, is that a lot of those threes are probably coming in transition as well, which, you know, it's even an added emphasis on taking care of the ball. Because some of the best times to shoot threes are in transition. You get a lot of open looks that way and off of offensive rebounds. So with Monmouth's lack of size, you get an offensive rebound if you're Mount St. Mary's and you kick out to a shooter, look for another shot going up that way as well. So, again, added emphasis on really taking care of the ball, not turning it over, and not giving Mount easy baskets and also secondary transition threes.
Before we get to the keys to the game tonight, and those are presented by Barnabas Health, we will give you a little look around the Northeast Conference today. A lot of games, Steve, have already gone final. Quinnipiac defeated LIU Brooklyn 82-74. Sacred Heart moves to 2-0. They defeated St. Francis Brooklyn 66-65. Bryant 2-0. They smacked St. Francis Pennsylvania 78-58 in Loretto. And Wagner is now 2-0. They beat FDU 68-55. So a couple of surprise teams at 2-0. Sacred Heart and Bryant really is one of the most improved teams, not only in the conference, but probably in the country. And we'll give you the other score update during the course of this game. That's Central Connecticut State at Robert Morris. But now we'll get Steve's keys to the game, which are brought to you by Barnabas Health. Premier Healthcare is one call or click away, and visit them online at barnabashealth.org. Barnabas Health, every day extraordinary.
Well, just to kind of reiterate what we've been saying, Eddie, the three-point shooting is going to be huge. Wack is 12 a game. He shoots 38% from three. He's a transfer from George Mason. It's another guy. Prescott and Wack have both transferred down a level in conference. So look for them to have a big impact on not only this game, but in years to come for Mount St. Mary's. Julian Norfleet was their big-time scorer last year. He's not shooting the ball tremendously well. He's only shooting 30% from three. But he's a guy that if he gets going, he's going to be a guy that's tough to stop. And lastly, you have Prescott, who's their sixth man off the bench. He averages 10 points a game. And he shoots 36% from three and 90% from the foul line. So he's obviously a guy that you don't want to foul and give him some easy points. Getting out to those shooters is going to be extremely important. But maybe even more important is taking care of the ball. You cannot give these guys easy baskets. And Monmouth has to get shot attempts. If you turn the ball over, that's one less shot you can take at the rim. Like we said, Mount is giving up 58% to opponents defensively. So you got to get shots up at the rim. Try to get into the paint, kick out to our shooter, to Monmouth shooters. I almost said our. I don't want to be biased, right?
That's okay. We do work there.
Yeah. And then lastly is size. No Marcus Ware tonight, Eddie. So, again, there's lack of size for the Hawks already, even with Marcus. Mount St. Mary's has a pretty big front line with a 7-footer in Donaher and a 6'9 guy in Christian Kreina. Kreina's been averaging 15 points per game his last two games, so he's really been getting it going offensively. Hawks are going to have to guard the post well. Try their best not to get in foul trouble. And you're going to have to see some guys step up. Tyrone O'Garo, Gary Cox might play some four tonight. You're going to have to see some guys step up off the bench in order for the Hawks to get a W tonight.
Mount St. Mary's has been one of Monmouth's real rivals in the Northeast Conference. They've met every year dating back to 1973 and 74, including every year that each school has been a Northeast Conference member. The Mount leads the series all time between the Hawks and themselves, 30-23, including a 24-18 advantage in Northeast Conference play. The other thing is Mount normally Masters Monmouth here at Knott Arena. But last year, the Hawks swept this team. It's a different coach now in Jamie and Christian. It's a much different style that this team plays that'll unveil over the next 2 hours or so tonight on this broadcast. We're going to take a couple of minute timeout and step aside for the national anthem, and then we'll have the starting lineups and the tip between Monmouth and Mount St. Mary's for the final time in Northeast Conference play at the Knott Arena. 2 minute timeout, and we're back here courtside on your home for Monmouth University basketball, the Shore Sports Network.
You're listening to the Monmouth Hawks on the Shore Sports Network, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, and ShoreSportsNetwork.com.
And we welcome you back courtside at Knott Arena on campus at Mount St. Mary's University in scenic Emmitsburg, Maryland, for tonight's game between the Hawks and the aptly named Mountaineers. We'll now run through the starting lineups for both teams. We'll start with the visiting Monmouth Hawks, and that starting lineup is presented by Rooney's Oceanfront Restaurant. Rooney's Oceanfront is open 7 days a week for lunch and dinner, and they feature one of the area's best ocean views while you dine. Visit them online at rooneysocean.com. And like we've seen seemingly every game, Steve, a bit of a different look to this Monmouth starting lineup, as it will be back to the, you could say, normal, or one at least that we're used to, backcourt with Deion Nesmith and Jesse Steele. Andrew Nicholas and Steven Spinella will start the front court, and then Khalil Brown will get the start tonight. He averages 4 points, 2 rebounds a game for the 6'9 sophomore. Again, not available tonight for second-year head coach King Rice. Will be senior Marcus Ware, missing tonight's game with an ankle injury. Now the Mount St. Mary's starting lineup. Four guys that normally start, and then one player who hasn't started too many games this season. They're led by Rashad Wack, the transfer from George Mason, averaging 12.2 points per game. Julian Norfleet, the 6'2 junior from Virginia Beach, alongside him in the backcourt. And Siobhan Wiggins gets his first start tonight. The freshman from Charlotte, North Carolina, is actually first-year head coach Jamie and Christian's first-ever recruit. The front court is big. Christian Kreina, 6'9 junior from Croatia, and redshirt freshman 7-footer from Fredericksburg, Virginia, Taylor Danaher. Again, they play for first-year and former Mount player Jamie and Christian. So, Steve, Mount St. Mary's kind of has a weird blend. They want to play fast. They want to shoot a lot of threes. But they also, if you look at it, have a decided height advantage with both Kreina and Danaher.
Yeah, especially against the Hawks, Eddie, where I think that's something that's really hurt them this year, especially defensively. You know, we saw the Wagner game on Thursday night. Wagner plays great half-court defense, and a lot has to do with their size underneath. When you really pressure somebody, sometimes you're going to get beat. And when you pressure, when Wagner pressures you and you beat their guards off the dribble, and then you get to the rim, well, you have 6'11 Fallahan and 6'9 Mario Moody guarding the rim. And that makes a big difference. And it's nothing against the Hawks. It's just, you know, what they have player personnel-wise. And Coach Rice is restless on the recruiting trail, and eventually he'll get big guys in here. But that's a big difference. You know, when the Hawks really pressure you and somebody breaks them down, who's guarding the rim there? You got a bunch of 6'4", 6'5 guys. So there's a big difference, and that hurts them defensively. Surprisingly enough, though, Mount St. Mary's, again, 58% to their opponents. It's not like their big guys are doing a great job of guarding the rim for them.
Yeah, it's funny, as they come out in their home white uniforms, Mount St. Mary's on the chest. It's three guards and two giants.
Yep.
As Mama takes the floor in their road midnight blue uniforms, it'll be Khalil Brown and Taylor Danaher to jump center at midcourt. Monmouth will go left to right. Mount St. Mary's right to left. So the Hawks looking to break a six-game losing streak and win their first game in their final season in the Northeast Conference. Danaher controls the tip, and it will be Siobhan Wiggins to begin things here. He'll work on Jesse Steele. Gets a high ball screen from Kreina. Double-teamed right away. Khalil Brown got his hand on a pass, and then he throws one away. So right there, we've already had two turnovers in this game, and we know both of these teams like to force them, and they like to thrive off of them. As Wiggins again double-teamed, jumps the pass. Khalil Brown another steal, and he is fouled in the backcourt by Rashad Wack.
Wiggins is starting for point guard, for junior point guard Castellanos, and already two turnovers, and looks like the Hawks are going to trap middle ball screens. Two traps, two turnovers to start.
We've played 30 seconds. We've had no score and three turnovers in this game. I say, get ready for an old school style game tonight. Nicholas, pull up from inside the arc, is no good. Kreina with the rebound. A lot of pressing, a lot of shooting in transition. This could more resemble an AAU game than a normal college game. Wiggins between the circles, right-hand dribble. Steal on him. Close to a five-second count here. Finally breaks it with 1 minute gone by in this game. No score. Wiggins still dribbling. Goes over to Wack. Guarded by Steven Spinella. Projects the ball screen from Danaher. Dribbles to the top of the key. Throws it into the corner. Norfleet catches it. Now hands to Kreina, who throws it down low. It's intercepted by Nicholas. Red will now bring it up floor. Head up. Over to Jesse Steele on the left wing. Top of the key, Deion Nesmith. He'll catch and drive. Deion up fake at the line, and he is called for traveling before he can bounce it to Khalil Brown.
And the Hawks have to convert off turnovers in order to win this game. They've already gotten three turnovers, but no points off of them.
They've also given it back twice. Only been one shot attempt through the first 90 seconds of this game. Andrew Nicholas missed jumper. Mount ball here. Rashad Wack drives left baseline. Leaves one for Kreina. Down low. Works on Khalil Brown. Short righty jump hook is good. Two nothing Mount St. Mary's lead. Spinella will try to answer with a triple. He will. Line drive three from Steven Spinella.
And Mount St. Mary's set up a press on the make, but the inbounds pass went all the way to Deion Nesmith at half court, who was able to get into the lane and kick out to Spinella for a shot.
3-2 Hawks lead. They'll get it back. Siobhan Wiggins discards Jesse Steele with his off arm, that offensive foul, which does count as a turnover. We'll give it back to the Hawks.
And the freshman point guard, Siobhan Wiggins, who's starting for the junior, Josh Castellanos, is in for a long night tonight. I mean, this Monmouth is a tough team to play if you're not used to extended minutes.
Well, he's got a couple of turnovers and a foul already. As we've played 2 minutes, the Hawks lead 3-2. Steele dribbling right on MU's side of midcourt. Khalil Brown shakes free on the right wing, puts it on the ground. Picks up his dribble in the right corner. Bounce pass to Nesmith in the corner. Left-hand dribble to the top of the key. 13 on the shot clock. Steele holds it in front of us. Now makes a move. He gets around Wiggins. Drives. He tried to throw it out to Nicholas. Ball out of bounds. They say off of Jesse Steele.
And Jesse's probably lucky that he wasn't called for a charge there. He had Red wide open in the corner. All he needs to do is come to a simple jump stop, kick it out to Red for a shot.
Sam Prescott checks into the game. The junior transfer from Marist, who sat out last season. So now Mount goes small as they send Danaher to the bench. And outside of Kreina, I don't see many big guys on the floor.
No.
Wack, top of the key, over to Norfleet. The lefty around a ball screen, double team. Will try to go all the way to the basket. Floater with the right hand is good.
And that's something that can't happen. You try to trap a ball screen, he's able to get into the lane and get a runner off the glass for two.
Monmouth breaks their pressure. As Mount leads 4-3, Nicholas picks up his dribble. Bounces one to Nesmith. Nice shuffle down low to Spinella. Reverse layup's good.
Great job by Spinella going to the other side of the rim.
He's got all five. MU leads Mount 5-4. We've played 3 minutes, 10 seconds in the first half. Wiggins lofts a pass into the corner to Norfleet. He drives. Khalil Brown rejects his floater. Nice block by Khalil. Jesse Steele will come back the other way. Fires one down low to Khalil Brown. He'll put one up. Too strong off the window. And Kreina pulls it down.
That's what you want to see from Khalil, though. Makes a nice shot block at one end of the floor. Then rim runs down the middle. Gets a shot attempt. He'll make that next time.
He looks so much more assertive than he did those first couple games of the year. Here he's guarding Kreina. Makes a nice move in the block. Lefty shot is good. Nice move for Christian Kreina.
And that time the size of Kreina hurt Khalil. He was able to put his body into Khalil and then go up with the left hand. It was a nice move.
He's one of the NCAA's leading shooters, Steve. He shoots 70% from the floor. Probably because a lot of them look like that. 16 minutes to go, first half. Mount leads Monmouth 6-5. Jesse Steele gets the ball screen, top of the key. Now he has Kreina on him. Jesse will pull. Fadeaway three is too short. Norfleet catches the rebound on the dead run. Outlet to Kreina. He'll dunk it with one hand. 8-5 Mountaineers.
And Jesse Steele bails Kreina out. They switch on the screen. He's got Kreina ISO'd up one-on-one, and he takes a three instead of trying to get to the rim.
Andrew Nicholas having a world of trouble bringing this ball up, and he almost turned it over. Nesmith kicked it. He has to go all the way in the backcourt to retrieve it, and he is out of bounds. It'll be Mount St. Mary's basketball, and I'll tell you what, the first 4.5 minutes of this game, Steve, I think looked like how they want to play it.
Yeah, absolutely, and, you know, I'm a little disappointed at Jesse there, because when you get a 7-footer switched up on you, you got to try to get to the rim and try to make something happen.
Well, we've reached our first media timeout. 15:29 to go first half. Mount 8, Monmouth 5, as we step out for 30 seconds on the Shore Sports Network.
Follow Hawks basketball all season long on the Shore Sports Network, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, and shoresportsnetwork.com.
Blow past the gas station in the new 2013 Chevy Cruze Eco with an EPA estimated 42 miles per gallon highway. It's the perfect pump fake. Visit ChevyOffers.com for more stats and like us on Facebook at Chevy Tri-State. Monmouth trails Mount St. Mary's 8-5, 15:29 to go first half. And Steve, you mentioned before the timeout how on that one last play, Jesse Steele disappointed you a bit. Well, I think he did the same to Coach Rice, as he'll take a seat. And I look over, I see Jalen Palm and Ed Waite ready to check in.
And it looks like Jesse's banged up a little bit, too, as I think he was motioning over to the bench about his knee. We'll see if he'll be okay. Hawks have forced turnovers early, and after the first media timeout, they have forced three or four turnovers. We're waiting on a stat sheet, but they haven't converted on the offensive end off the turnovers.
Inbound right away, shot missed at the rim by Raven Barber, who's off the bench and into the game. And then after the scrum, there's a foul on, I thought they called a foul on Mount. Not sure what the call was there. Was it out of bounds simply? I think they say it was out of bounds off Andrew Nicholas. I thought there was a foul called. So nevertheless, Mount goes to their bench with a big man in Barber. Also, Kelvin Parker into the game for the first time for the Mountaineers.
Hawks went 2-3 off the baseline, out of bounds, back into a man.
Norfleet dribbling with Spinella on it. Over to Parker, right back to Norfleet. Mount looks a little discombobulated now as Norfleet is double-teamed by Spinella and Nicholas. Shuffles it over to Prescott. Pull up from inside the arc is good.
They trap in the middle of the floor, and then you have to rotate. Jalen Palm a little late getting over. Has to have to control your closeout.
Here it's freshman on freshman as Palm and Wiggins will do battle on the other side of half court. 10-5 Mountaineers lead. Ed Waite left wing. They try to go down low Spinella. He is fouled by Kelvin Parker. So now, weirdly enough, Monmouth, Steve, you look on the floor, may have a height advantage with the exception of Barber, as Mount will go back with Rashad Wack. Jesse Steele will come into the game as well. Also, Max DeLeo into the game for the first time.
And I wonder if Palm's coming out because he's late on his rotation. That's something that Coach Rice really stresses about being in the right place off their traps.
Steele inbounds to Ed Waite. Top of the key, Nicholas. Tries to go to Steele. It's deflected out of bounds. Oh, they say off of Jesse. That'll go over to Mount. I thought Parker was the player that knocked it out, but the Mountaineers get it back. Danaher checks back into the game. He takes out Prescott. Seems as though Mount can go big if they have to. They could go small. They got three really big players in Kreina, Danaher, and Barber.
Well, Barber's got great size.
He does. I mean, he's about 4 inches over Ed Waite right now as they're down on the block. Parker on the left wing. Left corner, Norfleet. DeLeo got his hand on the pass and knocked it out of bounds. 22 on the shot clock. 10-5, Mount leads. 14-18 remain before halftime. Danaher to inbound. Nicholas to guard the ball. Danaher, long pass over to Wack. Makes the catch. Top of the key, Norfleet. Deep three is too strong. Rebound tipped out. Parker comes down with it. His shot is no good back iron. Ed Waite with the rebound. Monmouth in transition. Jesse Steele up floor. Monmouth down 10-5. 14 minutes to go. DeLeo. Bounce pass down low to Nicholas. Red. Tough shot over Danaher. No good. Danaher with the rebound.
I just don't like the shot. I mean, Red's posting up a 7-footer there and tries to get into the lane to score.
Whack. Pull up inside the arc is too strong. Spinella with the rebound. For all of Mount's size when they want to go with it, they do get out-rebounded on average, Steve, 33 to 24 per game. Nicholas over on the left wing goes to DeLeo. Down low, Ed Waite. Top of the key, Spinella. Three from straight away is no good. Barber with the rebound. Norfleet in a hurry back the other way, behind the back a few times, and he's fouled by Max DeLeo.
Tough call from Max right there. I think he made a nice defensive move. Got in front of Norfleet, who was going behind his back, a little out of control.
A couple of subs come into the game for Mount. Sam Prescott, Christian Kreina take out Barber and Kelvin Parker. 10-5 Mountaineers lead, 13-24 to go first half. Khalil Brown checks back in. Ed Waite will take a seat. Deion Nesmith in. Max DeLeo will take a seat. And Tyrone O'Gara will check in for Andrew Nicholas. A lot of substituting. for both of these teams.
Absolutely. And we look at the Mount St. Mary's roster. It's kind of endless, isn't it?
It's got 16 names on it. I counted it. Krina inbound over to Wack. Just inside the arc is good. 12-5, Mountaineers lead.
And Wack is a guy who likes to shoot in bunches. That time gets an open J.
Steele brings it up floor in a hurry. Pick out to Spinella, who will now go back top of the key. Mamet down 7, 13 minutes to go first half. Spinella's going to drive. Floater is no good off the window. Ball out of bounds off of Sam Prescott. Mamet ball. I thought that ball hit the rim, but they say it didn't. 22 on the shot clock.
But the Hawks just seem out of sync offensively, don't they? They got to start, when they get into the half-court set, start running some offense, trying to get better shots.
Well, a point that you always make, as Jesse Steele inbounds to Ogaro, has to go make a tough catch. Monmouth wants to go fast, but they don't want to hurry. But it seems as though they're hurrying here.
Yep.
And they trail 12-5. 8 minutes on the shot clock. Steele sizes up Norfleet. Drives right around him right hand. Floater up and no good. But we have a foul call. I believe it was Prescott who got Jesse Steele. They're going to say no, that foul instead is on Norfleet in the act of shooting.
I didn't like that play out of Jesse. Now, the team's struggling to score right now. Everybody just kind of spreads out, and Jesse goes one-on-one. He's able to get himself to the line. Now, Jesse, there's not many people who are faster than Jesse Steele, and he is one quick guard. You want to see him get to the basket a little more and attack the rim and try to get to the foul line.
His first free throw is good. 12-5, Monmouth now leads, or I'm sorry, Monmouth trails 12-6. Gary Cox checks in for Spinella. Wiggins checks in for Norfleet. Steele's second free throw on the way.
You're earning your money tonight, sir.
A lot of subs.
A lot of subs.
Jesse misses the second one. Rebound comes down to Prescott. Both of these teams just throw a lot of players at the other team. Thankfully, there's no really crazy names to say. Everyone's got pretty short names. You know, there's no Acapinti out there I have
sure.
to worry about. Prescott drives and kicks the whack. Pull up inside the arc. Too short. And the rebound is deflected out of play by Krina. So it'll be Monmouth ball. They'll inbound near midcourt with 12-16.
And those are the kind of shots we're going to see from Wack. He's a guy that looks to get a lot of shots up. He's their leading scorer. Again, transfer from George Mason. That time wasn't a great shot, though. Off the front of the rim, Monmouth now has the ball going the other way.
I won't say it because the obvious joke is there. We'll let it slide. We'll move on.
I think I know where you're going.
Khalil Brown, top of the key, swings it right wing, Jesse Steele. Jesse has Wiggins on him, and if I'm permitted to say, I think he could eat him up all day. Nesmith picks up his dribble on the left wing. Whacks on him, tries to bounce it over to Khalil Brown. Khalil does retrieve it, 8 on the shot clock. Tyrone Ogaro will cross over on Danaher. Out to Gary Cox. Gary drives right corner, misses the floater. Rebound pulls down by Wack.
Another possession where the Hawks are out of sync.
Wack drives, picks up his dribble. Krina, nice pass down low to Danaher. I thought he went up and down, and he'll lay it in. Mount 14-6.
That was a great look. Big guy to big guy. High-low look. He didn't leave his feet, though, on the pump fake, Eddie. It was actually a nice play.
Three straight away by Khalil Brown is missed. Rebound out of bounds. And off of Mount St. Mary's, it'll be Monmouth ball after the media timeout. 11-16 to go first half. Mount leads Monmouth 14-6, and we step out for 30 seconds on the Shore Sports Network.
You're listening to the Monmouth Hawks on the Shore Sports Network, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, and ShoreSportsNetwork.com.
McLoone's has three great locations near Monmouth's campus for any and all occasion. McLoone's Asbury Grill and Supper Club in Asbury Park, the Pier House in Pier Village, and C.J. McLoone's in Sitton Falls offer casual dining for lunch and dinner 7 days a week. You can also cater your next event by calling 732-842-2894.
Eddie, right now, 11 minutes to go. Monmouth is down 14-6. They just look out of sync offensively. And, again, Mount St. Mary's kind of plays the same style. No kind about it. They do play the same style that Monmouth does. The pressing, the trapping, and the Hawks play against that every day in practice. They look out of sync, and sooner or later, your point guards and your upperclassmen have to take control of this thing and get the team situated and get them ready to score.
Well, one of those players has the ball for Monmouth now. Jesse Steele in the backcourt. There's a Gary Cox left wing. Gary's going to drive. tough shot in the lane. It's good. Nice move by Gary Cox.
Hawks are going to need somebody to step up off the bench. That time, Gary Cox, he's excellent going to his left hand. He gets into the lane going left, able to put up a runner for two.
Wiggins drives, tries to throw one to Wack, wave off his three-point attempt. Wiggins travel, gives it back to MU, trailing 14-8, 10:50 remaining.
Now, Wiggins is inexperienced. He's a freshman guard, and he struggled a little bit in this first half of the game. So when he's in, the Hawks got to look to pressure him, trap on ball screens, try to force more turnovers.
Jesse Steele brings it across midcourt. Works on Wiggins, dribbles himself now to the top of the key. Deion Nesmith on the right wing. Dribbles himself all the way on the other side of the floor now as Steele gets it, 18 on the clock. Khalil Brown, right corner. Left-hand dribble. Tried to go backdoor to Nesmith. It was intercepted. Taken away by Prescott. Leaves one for Kreina. He is hacked on the way up by Gary Cox. So Kreina will have to earn his shots from the foul line.
It's a good foul by Gary Cox. I like the contest right there in transition. What I don't like is that I don't like guys posting up just for the sake of posting up. You know, Tyrone O'Gara is posting up in the block. He's not a guy that you're going to throw to down low and expect to get points out of with his back to the basket. He's limited offensively. To me, if he's posting up down low on the block, he's just getting in the way of guys being able to drive and create. You know, right now with the guys who are on the floor, Khalil Brown should be posting up.
Trying to misses his first free throw. He's good from the floor. He's dreadful from the line. He's now 3 of 15 for the season. Nicholas DeLeo checked back in for Monmouth. Kreina hits the second one off the window.
Think he meant to do that?
No.
I don't think so either.
15-8 Mount leads as we near the midway point in this first half. Jesse Steele, stop and start. Over to Max DeLeo now on the left wing. Leaves one up top to Nesmith. Nicholas a three around a screen. Oh, it's good from way downtown for Red to cut this Mount lead to four.
It's a nice shot by Red off a screen. Number 15, Gregory Graves, who's 6'7", was really in his face contesting. Red able to knock it down.
Freshman from Sterling, Virginia, into the game for the first time. Under 10 to go first half. 15-11, Mount leads. Wiggins has the ball. Gets a high ball screen from Kreina. He'll drive. Prescott, three in the corner. Good. 18-11, the Mountaineers lead. They haven't shot many today, Steve, but that's their game.
And that time Wiggins was able to get into the lane and create. He forced the help and then kicked to an open shooter in the corner.
DeLeo, tough catch right in front of us. Goes top of the key to Deion Nesmith. Nicholas, pull up from the foul line. Tough shot is good off the bank. Five in a row for Nicholas. And Jamie and Christian's going to take a timeout with his team leading Monmouth 18-13. 9 minutes, 16 seconds to go, first half.
And it wasn't a great shot from Red, but he's able to get it go or get it to go. And he might be the guy that the Hawks need to get going here. You know, we saw him in Wagner on Thursday night really get a shot going. He finished with 21 points. Right now, Red is the offensive leader for the Hawks. He scores 14 a game. You don't need to tell him to keep shooting because he's going to. And what's funny is that teams who struggle to score need a guy like that. You need a guy that isn't afraid to take a big shot or come off a screen and hit a three in somebody's face. So Red's going to have to keep putting these shots up and knocking them down.
Monmouth trails Mount by five. Please stay tuned at halftime. We'll give you first half statistics if they ever come to us. We'll also give you the out-of-town scoreboard. Steve and I will take a look around the Northeast Conference. Some surprising scores from both Thursday and Saturday tonight to get everyone caught up on. Danaher checks back in for the Mount. Jalen Palm checks back in for MU, giving Jesse Steele a breather. Wiggins and Palm here. Wiggins loses one, and then Nesmith knocked it out of play. It will remain Mount ball, 25 on the shot clock.
That's good on the ball defense from Palm. I kind of feel bad for Siobhan Wiggins in a way because, you know, you're thrust into the starting lineup with your junior point guard out. He's really struggling against the pressure.
And here he'll take a seat as Norfleet comes in. So no true point on the floor right now for the Mount. Prescott will drive. He's cut baseline side. Norfleet pumps it a three. Prescott open for three. He'll try one. He'll roll one in.
And that's just bad defense from the Hawks. I mean, Prescott is a guy who can fill it up. He's wide open standing there on the left wing.
21-13, Mountaineers lead. He's got a couple of threes in a row here with 8:40 remaining. Palm. Crosses over. Hands off top of the key to Nesmith. Dion over to Khalil Brown. Hits a cutting Nicholas. Lefty shot no good off the window. Danaher pulls down the rebound. Outlet to Prescott. He's going to hurry with it. Stutter stop near top of the key. Wave off his pass attempt. Offensive foul as Sam Prescott ran over Max DeLeo.
Prescott a little out of control that time. Made a nice stutter move at the top of the key. Anytime a guy jumps in the air to make a pass, it should be a charge every time. Nice job by Max DeLeo.
Ed Wade into the game. Steven Spinella come in. DeLeo and Khalil Brown take a seat. Mount St. Mary's, I believe, had a substitute into the game as well. Just give a quick check as Raven Barber's checked back in. Spinella will inbound on Danaher. It's a mismatch both ways if you look at it. Jalen Palm on the right wing. Top of the key, Deion Nesmith. Thought at the three. Now pulls up for a long two. Rolls in and out. Rebound to Wack, who's back in. Leaves for Norfleet. Norfleet pumps for three, and he's fouled from behind by Deion Nesmith. 21-13, Mount St. Mary's leads.
Yeah, I don't mind the shot that time from Deion Nesmith. He got into the lane. Strong jump stop. Was able to rise up and shoot a shot. Just didn't go for him. But you like seeing Deion be aggressive and get some shots. Try to get himself rolling a little bit.
Reach the media timeout. 7:59 to go first half. Mount leads by 8, and we step out for 30 seconds on the Shore Sports Network.
Follow Hawks basketball all season long on the Shore Sports Network, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, and ShoreSportsNetwork.com.
The Boathouse Bar and Grill features great food, entertainment, the best wings in town, and, well, also the friendliest bartenders around, too. Whether you're watching college football, NFL football, or college basketball, or the national championship game, on Monday night, the Boathouse is your spot. BoathouseBarAndGrill.com. Don't forget to find them on Facebook and follow them on Twitter. Mount leads Monmouth 21-13. 7 minutes, 59 seconds to go, Steve, in the first half. It's only an 8-point game, and I feel Matt and I were saying this on Thursday the whole time. Monmouth's not out of it, even though they feel like they might be down 10 or 15. They're only down 8.
Yeah, they really got to catch their stride offensively and take advantage of Mount's style of play. Part of the reason why they give up 58% to opponents is because when opponents break them down, they should be getting layups off of it.
Danaher, down low, double team. Out to Wack. Three in the corner. Too short. Ed Waite pulls it down. Nice outlet to Spinella. He's going to try to go one-on-one with Norfleet. Waits for his teammates to join him. Over to Nicholas. Red's going to drive right baseline. Shot no good off the window. Tip rebound comes down to Norfleet. He'll bring it across the timeline. Norfleet spins. He's going to go. Tried to wrap around pass to Barber. It was knocked out of bounds by Waite.
Now, thanks to Gary Kowal, we were able to get some stats here. MU is shooting 33%, 5 of 16 from the floor now. Mount St. Mary's is at 60% for the game, 9 of 15.
Gary Cox into the game. He'll take out Deion Nesmith.
Sometimes it's simple as that.
Got to make shots.
Got to make shots.
It's been Mammoth's trouble on this six-game losing streak. Pass knocked out of bounds. Parker tried to throw one to Norfleet. Mount ball, 24 on the shot clock. I will also say that the iPhone is not good at getting live stats. Have we got some points and fouls? There you go.
Great.
Norfleet will dribble with Gary Cox in front of him. Over to Wack. They go down low. Raven Barber left block. Barber, couple of dribbles. Jump stop. His hook shot is no good. Spinella pulls it down. Steven brings it up floor. Circle dribble over left wing. Cox drives. Red Nicholas now drives. Stops left elbow over to Spinella. Pull up from 15 is short. Rebound comes down to Parker. Cox fouls him over the back.
Eddie, if you notice with the Hawks, every time somebody catches the ball, they immediately put it on the floor to dribble drive. Sometimes you got to catch and look and swing the ball the other way without putting the ball on the floor. I just think too much dribble is not good.
Norfleet double team. Spinella takes the pass away at midcourt. Nice play by Steven. He's going to drive, go all the way, lay it in to cut the Mount lead to 21-15. He's got seven.
Nice play by Spinell on both ends. He's able to get his hand in the passing lane, make the steal, then drive in for the finger roll.
There you go.
Great. Well done.
Thank you, sir. 21-15. Mount St. Mary's on top of MU. Under 6.5 to go first half. Kelvin Parker goes right wing, Norfleet. The lefty gets a screen from Barber. Pulls up from just inside the three-point arc. Too strong. Spinella with the rebound. He wants a push. Outlet to Nicholas. Head weight down low. Steele pumps it a three. Dumps one down low to Cox. Gary, short shot is good. 21-17, now the Mount lead after a nice short-range shot from Gary Cox.
A nice secondary break from the Hawks. Head weight, rim runs, gets the ball, kick out. And then Gary Cox, that's a very tough shot to hit, and he knocks it down.
Four in a row for the Hawks. Make this a 21-17 lead. The Mountaineers advantage with the ball. Whack double team. Over to Parker. Down low Barber. Move in the middle. Righty jump hook is good. He got a friendly bounce.
It's too easy for Kelvin Parker.
And not
back a good pass
the other way
by Jesse Steele.
Bounce pass was taken away by Prescott. A three by Parker is no good. And the rebound comes down to Spinella. Long pass to Nicholas. Red. Nice fine down low to Edway. His shot's blocked. What a play by Parker. Mount will come back the other way. Norfleet hands over to Prescott. Out to Parker. He'll get into the lane. Top of the key, Prescott. His three is good.
That's just a terrible job by the Hawks. Matching up defensively in transition. Giving up a wide open three.
Coach Rice takes a full timeout. 26-17. Mount St. Mary's leads Monmouth. 4:56 to go first half. We'll keep the action right here, Steve, as Monmouth is now trailing by 9 after just trailing by 4 a second ago. The Mount shooting 50% from the floor. They're hitting almost that number from three-point range, and they are who we thought they were. They like to shoot threes. They like to press. And just as quickly as Monmouth cut it to 4, Mount stretches that lead back to 9.
And transition defense is important, and the Hawks initially were able to get back and stop shot attempts from going up. However, you've got to talk, you've got to communicate defensively. They give up a wide-open three to now fall down 9.
Coach Rice does take this full timeout, and while he does that, it allows us to thank our friends at the NJEA for their continued support of Monmouth Athletics on the Shore Sports Network, the members of the New Jersey Education Association, working to make public schools great for every child. Well, Steve, you watched about, let's see, 15 minutes or so of basketball here in the first half. We knew what to expect from Mount coming in. We've seen it throughout the first half here. What would be the adjustments that you would make now? I know Monmouth wants to go fast, and they don't slow down for anybody. I mean, they tried to speed Notre Dame up earlier this year. What would you, within the confines of what Coach Rice likes to do, look to adjust?
Well, I think their rotations on defense have to be better. They've been giving up way too many open looks to a team who shoots the ball at a high percentage. From three, that is. They have to get better on their rotations defensively. They got to talk in transition and get better in defensive transition, and they just have to execute offensively.
Nicholas inbounds to Spinella. MU has to go the length of the court here. Spinella will bring it up on Parker. He is a luxury, a big man that can, well, big man for NEC standards, that can bring it up floor. Steele over on the right wing to Andrew Nicholas. He's going to drive. Tough shot in the lane is good.
Nice play from Red Nicholas, being aggressive, getting into the lane.
He's been MU's best scoring option today. He ties Spinella for the team high with 7 points, 26-19.
You see, Wiggins is back in the game, but Norfleet's taking the ball up.
And he's being guarded by Max DeLeo. Good point. Norfleet drives right around DeLeo. Over to Wiggins. He'll try a deep right wing three. Too strong. And the rebound is tracked down by Andrew Nicholas. Long outlet to Max DeLeo. Max finds Jesse Steele. Jesse pulls up for three in transition, short and to the left. DeLeo offensive rebound. He lays it in.
Great job by Max DeLeo keeping that alive. Not a good shot at all by Jesse Steele. But Max, that's what he does. Energy guy off the bench, able to get the offensive rebound and put back.
26-21, now the Mount advantage. Under 4 to go, first half. Kelvin Parker, top of the key on the bounce. Wiggins now with Jesse Steele in front of him. They replace with Norfleet. Spread the floor for Julian Norfleet. Taking the shot clock down, now under 15. They go with the right elbow to Christian Kreina. The big guy goes back to Norfleet. Six on the clock. Top of the key, Wiggins. Over to Parker. Three to beat the shot clock. Is all net. Right, Rain there, 29-21.
And that's just a good shot right there by Kelvin Parker. He comes off a screen, knocks down a shot with a hand in his face. Hawks were playing very good defense that possession.
Max DeLeo will now bring it up on Julian Northley. Across the timeline. Pick up his dribble. Over to Nicholas, right wing. Red drives. Nice pass to Khalil Brown. Khalil puts it on the ground. Now it's to go back top of the key. Nicholas will try a triple. High arc or too strong. Khalil Brown taps the rebound out to Spinella. He'll try a shot. Too strong back iron. Khalil Brown, another offensive rebound. He'll face up on Krina. He'll try one now. That's good. 29-23, Matt
Lee. That's a good shot by Khalil Brown. Nice possession there. Keeping the ball alive. Offensive rebound. And he's got a great face-up game. Able to face up Krina. Knock it down.
Under 2.5 to go. Maybe not all the scoring we thought, but we do have all the excitement we thought we'd get in this game. Parker, right wing. Dumps it down low. Krina on the right block. Moves to the lane. Tough shot blocked by Nicholas. Krina gets it back. Into the corner. Prescott triple. No good. Rebound tipped. And Spinella pulls it down, but it's actually out of bounds off Mount St. Mary's. That'll get us to our final media timeout. Here are the first half. 29-23. The Mount leads MU. 2:16 to go, and we're out for 30 seconds here on the Shore Sports Network.
Follow Hawks basketball all season long on the Shore Sports Network, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, and ShoreSportsNetwork.com.
Monmouth University basketball tickets are on sale right now. You can still get season tickets for the Northeast Conference schedule, or single game tickets are currently available by calling 732-263-5735 or visiting Hawk Tickets at monmouth.edu. You can also call and ask how to help your group fundraise with Monmouth University tickets, or you can spend your birthday with Shadow at a Hawks game. 732-263-5735 or Hawk Tickets at monmouth.edu.
Something that's a little underrated key in this game has been the pressure that they've put on the freshman point guard Wiggins. Norfleet's been forced to take the ball up, and if you remember, Norfleet broke down Max DeLeo, and then he kicked out to a shot for Wiggins, who doesn't shoot many threes. You know, if you reverse that, and Wiggins is the one breaking the guy down and kicking out to Norfleet, who shoots a lot of threes and is one of their scorers, that's a big key to this game that kind of goes unnoticed. And the pressure on Wiggins has caused a lot of problems for them.
Jalen Palm into the game for Jesse Steele. He'll bring it up. As for the first time, Steve, it looks as though Mount is going to sit back. Thought it was a zone momentarily. Looks like they'll play man-to-man. Deion Nesmith into the game. Has the ball right wing. Long pass to Spinella. Pumps it a three in the corner. Pull up for a long two is too strong. Rebound knocked out of bounds by Wack. It'll be MU ball. 1:50 to go in the first half.
Nice job by Spinella finding the open area of the zone. It might have been a little 1-2-2 matchup look.
That's what it was looking like. And that'll be the first time that we see that from Mount tonight. Palm inbounds to Tyrone Ogaro. Dribble on the right wing. Goes top of the key to his classmate, Jalen Palm. 100 seconds left, first half. Nesmith three. No good. Rebound comes down to Norfleet on the run. He's going to bring it up floor. Flip it over on the right side to Wack, who travels. Give it back to MU.
You know, I like the shot from Deion Nesmith against the zone out of bounds. He was open, you know, and that's the kind of shot that Deion normally knocks down, and he's been struggling this year, but you want to see him keep his confidence and keep shooting.
Unlike last year, Deion really has been in an extended, kind of prolonged shooting drought.
He has been, and he really caught fire in conference play, so you hope you see that again this year.
Ogaro on the right wing, top of the key, Palm. Jalen, pull up from the right elbow, too strong. Krina with the rebound. Outlet to Norfleet, now up by 6. 1:10 to go. Norfleet drives and kicks. Wack, triple in the corner, too strong. Jalen Palm with the rebound, he wants a push. To Spinella. Steven initiates contact but gets it to go off the window. Now a 4-point Mount lead.
Spinella might have gotten away with one there. That could have been a charge. I thought he had Red Nicholas trailing to leave a bounce pass, but push off.
Offensive foul. Norfleet throws Jalen Palm to the ground. That's Mount's 16th foul. The Hawks will get it back. Down 29-25, 51 seconds left.
And another turnover from Mount St. Mary's, just really initiating their offense. And that's great pressure on the ball from Jalen Palm.
Mount's eighth turnover matches the number Monmouth has with under a minute to go here in the first half.
This first half went by pretty fast, huh?
It did, weirdly enough. Not a lot of fouls called. Only 10 fouls total here in the first half. You like that. Let them play.
Love it.
Palm. Driving kick. Spinella on the left wing. Nicholas now will get into the lane. Short shot is no good. Rebound was kept alive by O'Garrow. Out of bounds off Deion Nesmith. It'll be Mount Ball. And if they elect to, Steve, with 32 seconds on the clock, they can take the final shot of the half, leading by four.
As they should take the last shot. We'll see if Jalen Palm can kind of disrupt their attempt at this last shot. Nice play by Red Nicholas against that 1-2-2 zone, finding the gaps, trying to get into the lane.
Norfleet brings it up floor, gives it to Rashad Wack, who now goes over to Prescott.
Prescott's had a big first half, three threes, 11 points.
The Marist transfer. There's actually six Mount players on the floor now because Jamie and Christian's about, you know, 10 feet away from his bench. Prescott double teamed by Spinella and O'Garrow. Dribbles out of it. Finds Prina down low. He'll lay it in. 31-25 as we go to halftime.
A tough way to end the half for the Hawks as they were playing good half-court defense. And you just got to play better D than that. There's just no way around it. There's no excuses. If somebody's driving into the middle of the paint, you got to collapse and help and then recover out and close out the shooters.
Monmouth trailing Mount St. Mary's here at halftime. 31-25. They're going to try to break, Steve, the six-game losing streak, but they'll have to come from behind to do so. They got down by as many as 15 to Wagner the other night, and now that guy just took my water.
He did.
He just stole my water.
Wow.
That's amazing.
Very cavalier about it, too.
Yeah, really. I'm sorry. I'm floored. My complete train of thought is ruined. Oh, man.
He's drinking it right now, too. Look.
Right in my face. Monmouth down 31-25 to Mount St. Mary's. Can you go buy me another water, please?
Absolutely.
We've reached halftime. We're going to take a couple of minute timeout to tend to some business here at Knott Arena. When we come back, we'll look at first half stats and also a look around the Northeast Conference scores. Monmouth trails the Mount by six, and we've reached halftime. We'll take a couple of minute break here on your home for Monmouth basketball, the Shore Sports Network.